Alan Arnett is a 55-year-old mountain climber.
I've been climbing for a while. I started when I was 38 years old, so kind of late in life, but I fell in love with the sport.
But the sport and his job as an IT company executive took a back seat when his mother, Ida, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2007.
After a 30-year career, I took early retirement to oversee the last 3 years of my mom's journey through the disease. And as I was going through the disease, you know, I learned a lot. I didn't know a lot about Alzheimer's disease before.
After his mother's death, Arnett felt sad and helpless, but not for long.
I thought if I could combine my passion of mountain climbing in a way to help to educate people, to raise awareness, and then more tangibly to try to raise $1 million for research funds, then that might make a difference in this world of Alzheimer's.
Arnett decided to climb the tallest mountain on each of the world's 7 continents. He called it the 7 Summits Climb for Alzheimer's Memories Are Everything campaign.
I had took a satellite phone with me and I did very extensive blogging. Almost every day I would post a new dispatch along with pictures or videos from each one of the climbs.
And from the highest point on each mountain, Arnett dedicated his climb to some aspect of the disease.
For example, in Antarctica, I dedicated it to early onset. I had a good friend at age 52, and she had just been diagnosed, so it was fresh on my mind. And of course, Mount Everest, I dedicated to my mom, Ida, and to all the moms out there with Alzheimer's disease.
Activities such as that, the courageous, heroic individuals that are doing extraordinary feats or participating in various ways to raise awareness, to raise funds, that's ultimately where we need to go, primarily because it has not become mainstream.
Eric Hall says raising awareness about Alzheimer's is the first step towards making it a mainstream disease like cancer or diabetes. The founder and president of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America says that will help raise money for research. The AFA focuses on providing support for Alzheimer's patients and their families, including teenagers.
It is true that 1 to 4 individuals caring for an individual who has Alzheimer's disease happens to be a teenager who daily is helping out their parents in providing the hands-on care, whether it's bathing or feeding or simply sitting and holding their loved one's hand.
19-year-old Elizabeth Allen has done that. The University of South Carolina sophomore helped set up the nation's first AFA on-campus club.
My grandfather had Alzheimer's, and he actually passed away in January. When I decided to do this, I was looking at it as a method of coping after my grandfather passed away. He and I were really close, and it was difficult for me to handle his passing.
Although it was founded just a few months ago, the club already has 30 members.
Our goal is to educate people and to volunteer with nursing homes and hospices that specialize in Alzheimer's care. The disease, up until recently, it was always referred to just as getting old. So I think it's really important that people are educated and aware that Alzheimer's isn't just getting old and getting forgetful. It's a disease, and there needs to be research and medications and cures developed.
That's the message Alan Arnett has been spreading from the world's highest peaks over the past 11 months on his blog.
I call it the message of hope that we'll find a cure. We reach 13 million people, and over time we'll reach a lot more people, and people will be motivated to make donations to Alzheimer's causes.
With 7 summits now behind him, Alan Arnett plans to continue his campaign to raise awareness and money, moving mountains, he says, to make a difference in the lives of those affected by Alzheimer's disease. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.